Come, listen here, obey whoever comes to me, and listens to my spoken words and does practices, obeys them, builds a spiritual house that survives. He is like a man who built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation securely built on a rock. And when the flood arose, the torrent beat violently upon that house, but could not shake it because it was founded on a rock. But he who hears and does not put my words into practice is like a man who built a house upon the ground without a foundation, against which the torrent struck violently, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great. Luke 6:46-49 From the word of the Lord within, my word is in your heart and mouth. The Lord is to be listened to and followed. Listen to my voice, and I will be your shepherd. What is necessary for salvation? Obedience to commands heard. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are those that testify of me. But you are will not to come to me, so that you might have life. John 5:39-40, Jesus has just told us that studying the Bible is not coming to him, so that you might have eternal life. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies promised to David. Isa 55:3, listen to and obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, and walk completely in the ways that I command you. Jer 7:23, Jesus said, there is only one thing needed. Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken from her. She sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. Luke 10:39-42, all your holy ones sit at your feet, each receiving your words. Deuteronomy 33:3, the words I speak to you are spirit and they are life-giving. John 6:63, the words you read are not spirit and they do not impart life. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching, incline your ears to the words of my mouth. PSA 78:1 Romans 10:8-17, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach. Rom 10:8, so where is the word again? It is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, so that you may obey it. Deuteronomy 30:10-14, you must have faith in the word which is within you, in your heart and mouth, faith enough to listen and faith enough to obey the heard commands. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Rom 10:17, faith comes by hearing the word of God speak from within your heart. When you hear the word from within your heart, your faith will grow exponentially. Blessed are those who hear the word of God within your heart and keep it practice, obey. Luke 11:28, you must listen, hear, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. 1 James 1:21, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Whoever comes to me and listens to my spoken words and does practices, obeys them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man who built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation securely built on a rock. And when the flood arose, the torrent beat violently upon that house, but could not shake it because it was founded on a rock. But the person who hears and does not put my words into practice is like a man who built a house upon the ground without a foundation, against which the torrent struck violently, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great. Luke 6:46-49, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And how is one to do the will of the Father, thus to go to heaven? And there was a voice out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved Son, listen to believe and obey him. Luke 9:35. If a man loves me, he will obey my spoken words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who doesn't love me does not obey my spoken words. John 14:23-24, he, Jesus, became the author and source of eternal salvation to all those who heed and obey him. Hebrews 5:9, do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves as slaves to obey, you are the slaves of whom you obey, whether of sin that leads to death or of obedience that leads to righteousness? Romans 6:16, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. John 8:34, if you're still sinning, sin is your master, and the Lord cannot be your Lord or master, because as the Lord said, you cannot serve two masters. From the word of the Lord within, remember, every person who sins denies him as Lord and master. Choose life that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days. Deut 30, 19-20 But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear, and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, other gods are anything you want or anything you possess in pride, or any hobby, pleasure, passion. To lust to want is covetousness, which is idolatry, which is worshiping other gods. I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. Deut 30, 17-18 Blessed is the man who hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Proverbs 8, 34 But whoever obeys his spoken words obeys the Lord's command spoken to him, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. 1 John 2, 5 Speaking of Jesus, Moses said, From among you the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brothers. You shall listen to him in everything, whatever he says to you. And it shall come to pass, that every soul that does not listen to and obey that prophet will be destroyed and removed from among the people. This applies to Gentile as well. We must hear Christ's voice within and obey what he commands to save our souls from destruction. Remember therefore what you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Rev 3:3 See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape, who refused him who spoke on the earth, how much more will we be liable if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven? Heb 12:25 When you hear a familiar command from the Bible, it is meant for you to begin obeying that command immediately. When the Lord gives you a command, he also gives you the ability to obey it. You do 10%, he does 90%. But you must do your best to comply. He will do the rest to be certain you can. From the word of the Lord within, he who obeys my teachings will experience several results: sanctification and cleansing, perfection and the fruit of the Spirit, the love of God, to become a son of God, led by the Spirit of God, to be made free of sin. Sanctification and cleansing. Wash yourself, make yourself clean, put away the evil of your deeds. Come now, let us reason together. Issa 1, 16-18 How shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed to and watching for your word. I have retained your word, spoken commands in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, 9, 11 To heed according to your word is to listen, pay attention, and obey the words heard. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, F5, 25-26, so by listening to his words and obeying him you are cleansed and sanctified. Sanctify, make them holy, purify, consecrate them through your truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17, the word of God heard, which is truth, sanctifies and purifies. The word is definitely not referring to the Bible. Now you are to be clean through the word that I have spoken to you. John 15:3 Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I don't wash you, you can have no part with me. John 13:8 I will also give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Ezra 36:26 But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7 And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified, purified, made holy, consecrated in the truth. John 17:19 He has forever completely cleansed and perfected those who are made holy. Heb 10:14 There is a permanent cleansing, perfection, sanctification, and holiness to be sought and attained. The Bible cannot cleanse you, sanctify you, and give you new life. But Jesus, the Word of God, speaking words, can and does to those who obey. Jesus said, The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life-giving. John 6:63 And being made perfect, he, Jesus, became the author and source of eternal salvation to all those who heed and obey him. Heb 5:9 Perfection and the fruit of the Spirit. But whoever obeys his spoken words obeys the Lord's command spoken to him. Truly the love of God is perfected in him. 1 John 2:5 Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, so that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Col 1:28 But after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. 1 Pet 5:10 But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1, for now the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews 13:20-21, that they all may be one. As you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, I in them, and you in me, so that they may be made perfect in one. John 17:21-23. Until we all come to the unity of the faith, and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. F4:13, he has forever totally cleansed and perfected those who are made holy. Heb 10:14, those who have been made holy are later forever cleansed and perfected. It is a permanent perfection, protected from ever falling to sin again. Therefore, be perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. Matt 5:48, in the parable of the sower and the seed, Jesus further tells us the benefit of listening to the word and obeying. The seed is the word of God. And that seed, which fell among thorns, are those who, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But the one seed that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word, keep it in an honest and good heart, and bring forth fruit with steadfast endurance. Luke 8:14-15, so if you keep the heard words, obey them, and recall them, then you will bring forth fruit to perfection. Bring forth fruits proper for repentance. Matt 3:8, if a man abides in me and I in him, he produces much fruit. For without me you can do nothing, John 15:5. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, quietness, and confident trust forever. Patience, including longsuffering, steadfastness, and perseverance. Kindness, including morality and integrity. Goodness, faith, gentleness, including meekness and humility. And self-control, mastery of sensual appetites, passions, and desires. Against these there is no law. Gal 5:22-23, to produce good fruit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, etc., you must free yourself from the fruits of the flesh, which includes sexual immorality, including fornication and adultery, impurity, lust, idolatry, including covetousness, sorcery, hatred, arguing, including quarreling, jealousy, anger, ambition, divisiveness, factions, envy, drunkenness, revelry, etc. So you must crucify your sinful nature to produce good fruit. And good fruit is the evidence of a true follower of Christ. When you bear, produce, or bring forth much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show that you are truly my disciples, true followers. John 15:8, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. John 15:1, abide, continue, live in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. John 15:4, he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. John 15:5, to produce fruit is to have obeyed many of God's commands to you. If a man does not abide in me, he is thrown out like a branch which withers. These branches are gathered up, cast into the fire, and are burned. John 15:6, the love of God. For since the beginning of the world men have not heard, nor perceived by ear, nor has the eye seen a God beside you, who acts for the one who waits for him. Isa 64:4, Paul quotes this scripture in 1 Corinthians. Man's eye has not seen, or ear heard, or mind imagined, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. The key difference, Isaiah reads waits, 1 Cor 2:9 reads love. So to love God is to wait on him. We wait on him to hear his words that teach us, convict us, encourage us, and guide us, that is loving God. You show your respect and love for God by waiting on him in humble silence and then obeying what he commands you. But whoever obeys his spoken words obeys the Lord's command spoken to him. Truly, the love of God is perfected in him. By this, we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk in the same way that he walked. 1 John 2:5-6, he who has my commands and obeys them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will show myself to him. If a man loves me, he will obey my spoken words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. John 14:21-23, that they all may be one. As you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that you have sent me. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. And I have declared to them your name and will declare it, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. John 17, 21, 23, 26, to become a son of God, led by the Spirit of God. Through the tender mercy of our God, by which the dayspring, the morning star, Jesus Christ from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke 1, 78-79, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Rom 8, 14, to be led is to hear the Spirit's direct orders as to what to do and what to say. He doesn't leave you to guess about a feeling, a call, an opinion, a burden, a desire, or a door opening to walk through. I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you shall go. I will guide you with my eye. Psalm 32, 8. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Gal 5, 18. And you have forgotten the exhortation that speaks to you as to children. My son, do not despise the chastening, correction, and discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and scourges every son whom he accepts. Endure your trials with suffering as a discipline, not punishment, but training from God to improve your virtue. God deals with you as with sons, for what son is there whom the father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, of which all true sons of God must share, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Hebrews 12, 5-8. Believe and depend on, trust and obey the light, that you may become the children sons of light. John 12, 36. For God is light. 1 John 1, 5, and the Father of lights. James 1, 17, he who overcomes conquers sin and the devil shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Rev 21, 7, from the word of the Lord within, you are a son when Jesus appears in your heart to guide you. Salvation occurs when you are one with Christ and God. Once you are in union, it is permanent. You are raised to a new life, not just an imitation. He is one with us and ever present. To know you are born again is to see your salvation appear in your heart. To be made free of sin. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. John 8:31, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:32, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8:36, having then been set free from sin, you became the slaves of righteousness. But now being made free from sin, and having become slaves to God, you have the fruit reward of holiness, and at the end, everlasting life. Rom 6:18-22, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin. Instead, God protects the one he has fathered, and the wicked one does not touch him. 1 John 5:18, whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. 1 John 3:6, whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. 1 John 3:9, therefore, since Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same mind, because he who has suffered in the flesh is finished with sin, so that you should not live the rest of your time in the flesh in the lusts of men, but live to the will of God. 1 Pet 4:1-2, the gift of God is himself, to become one with God from the word of the Lord within. If you pay attention and obey, it results in union with God. He joins with our cleansed nature. If a man loves me, he will obey my spoken words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Home in the heart of those who obey, in that day when he appears in you, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. John 14:23:20, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am you may be also. John 14:3, that they all may be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us. And the glory which you gave me I have given them, so that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. John 17:21-23:26, abide, dwell, remain in me, and I in you. John 15:4, but he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. 1 Cor 6:17, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Gal 2:20, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Cor 5:1, and when we were dead in our sins, he brought us to life in union and fellowship with Christ. F 2, 5 by which exceedingly great and precious promises are given to us, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1, 4 For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold firm the beginning of our confidence to the end, Heb 3, 14 Giving thanks to the Father, who will make you fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Call 1, 12 For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified not in process, but completed, are all of one, Heb 2, 11 Hear the voice from the word of the Lord within, what is necessary for salvation? Obedience to commands heard. Listen to my voice, and I will be your shepherd. Hear the word of the Lord from within. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and obey. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Rev 3, 20 Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. John 5, 25. He who is of God hears God's words. John 8, 47 Hear, and your soul shall live. Isa 55, 3 Take heed what you hear. With what measure you use, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given. Mark 4, 24-25 But what did it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart, so you may hear and obey it. That is, the word of faith which we preach. Rom 10, 8 So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Rom 10, 17 Blessed are those who hear the word of God within your heart, and keep practice, obey it. Luke 11, 28 My mother and brothers are those who hear the word of God and obey. Luke 8, 21 And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. John 10, 16 Today, if you hear his voice from heaven, do not harden your hearts. Hebrews 4, 7 Remember what you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Rev 3, 2-3 See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we, if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? Hebrews 12, 25 Then shall the righteous shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let him who has ears to hear be listening, and let him contemplate, discern, and understand by hearing. Matt 13, 43 You must come to him from the word of the Lord within. Come to me, and I will speak to your souls. Come to me, and I will guide the meek and lowly. Come to me with the hope of speaking and acting righteously. Incline your ear, and come to me, hear, and your soul shall live. Isa 55, 3 For everyone who comes to me and listens to my spoken words and does them practices, obeys, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house, who dug and went down deep and laid a foundation upon the rock. Luke 6, 46-50 Come unto me, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. Matt 11, 28-29 You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are those that testify of me. But you will not come to me, so that you might have life. John 5, 39-40 Allow the little children to come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Luke 18, 16 We must go to him like little children in trust with humility, with faith to silently listen and faith to obey what we hear. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Matt 11, 28 Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in and who believes in me shall never thirst. John 6, 35 All whom the Father gives me shall come to me, and he who comes to me I will never cast out. John 6, 37 No one can come to me unless the Father who has sent me draws him and gives him the hunger to come to me, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6, 44 Mary chose the good part which cannot be taken. To learn at the feet of Jesus. Luke 10, 39-42 And wait for him from the word of the Lord within. Salvation comes to those who wait. Wait, expose yourself to his commands, and hear. To wait on him is to persistently and patiently sit in humble silence, listen for his spoken words, watch for his revelations, hear his commands, and then obey him. Below are a few of the many scriptures in both the Old and New Testaments that speak to the benefit of waiting. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, in proportion to our waiting and hoping on you. PSA 33, 22 Wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be of good courage and let your heart be confident. Wait, I say, on the Lord. PSA 27, 14 But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40, 31. Blessed is the man who hears me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life, and he shall obtain favor of the Lord. Prov 34-35. From the word of the Lord within, without our promises the soul is grieved. With them, the soul settles down to a vigilant tribute to the Lord. To wait and watch is a tribute to the Lord. A tribute is something that you do to show that you respect and admire someone or something. To show respect and admiration for God by waiting and watching for him is the beginning of love of God. Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Isa 25:9. Truly my soul silently waits upon God, from him comes my salvation. Psalm 62:1. Be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who wait for, hope for, and expect the Lord. PSA 31:24. Therefore return to your God, keep mercy and justice, and wait on your God continually. Hosea 12:6. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. Lamb 3:25. Note, to wait for him is to seek him. Reading the Bible and sex services are not seeking God. For since the beginning of the world men have not heard, nor perceived by ear, nor has the eye seen a God beside you, who acts for the one who waits for him. Isa 64:4. Paul quotes the above scripture in 1 Corinthians. Man's eye has not seen, or ear heard, or mind imagined, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. The key difference: Isaiah reads waits, 1 Cor 2:9 reads love. So to love God is to wait on him. We wait on him to hear his words that teach us, convict us, encourage us, and guide us. That is the beginning of love for God. To those who persistently and patiently wait for him, he will appear the second time, not to bear sin, but to bring full salvation. Heb 9:28. Those who are persistently and patiently waiting on God see Jesus appear in their hearts and see Jesus bring their salvation, which is to be delivered, freed from all sin. To wait on God is to persistently sit in humble silence, listen for his voice and words, watch for his revelations, hear his commands, and then obey him. Only those who heed and obey him receive eternal salvation. Heb 5:9. But if we hope for what we do not yet see, then we wait for its salvation with patient endurance. Rom 8:25. We wait for salvation. Those who wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. PSA 37:9. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matt 5:5. Blessed are those who have been changed by the Spirit of God to become humble, gentle, and in control of their emotions, for they shall inherit a new earth. For by your persistent and patient waiting on the Lord, he changes you to become meek with great self-control. From the word of the Lord within, those who wait on the Lord shall inherit a new earth. So wait, watch, listen, hear, obey. Wait, watch, listen, hear, obey, seek, listen, obey. You must endure to the end when Christ brings salvation, and watch for him from the word of the Lord within. Watch and keep low. Wait, watch, listen. You must be on the alert and ever watchful. There must be a day-by-day watch in the journey. And he came to the disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Matt 26:40. Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. Mark 13:33. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds watching when he come. And if he comes in the second watch or the third watch and finds them so, blessed are those servants. Luke 12:37-38. Watch therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21:36. Watch, stand fast in the faith, conduct yourself like men, be strong. 1 Cor 16:13. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasts often, in cold and lack of clothing. 2 Cor 11:27. Therefore let us not sleep, as others do, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. How shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed to and watching for your word. PSA 119:9. You hear my voice in the morning, O Lord. I will direct my prayer to you in the morning and wait and watch. PSA 5:3. So blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gate, watching at the posts of my door. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Prov 8:34. He is in you and always has been from the word of the Lord within. My word is in your heart and mouth. In every heart is heart and soul purifying grace. You don't have to go to the heavens or go to the deeps, for he is in your heart, patiently waiting to teach you. And then if any man says to you, "Lo, here is Christ," or, "Lo, he is there," do not believe him. Mark 13:21. So, he is not found in any church building or cathedral, because he does not dwell in a structure made with human hands. Acts 7:48. Paul tells us, "Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you are reprobates tested, rejected?" 2 Cor 13:5. To whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery in the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Col 1:27, the Spirit of God has been poured out on all men. Acts 2:17, that which may be known of God is revealed in them. Rom 1:19. Note, Paul is saying whatever is to be learned, shown, seen, and experienced about God is to be revealed within a man. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, which is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1:1-9. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to benefit all. 1 Cor 12:7. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Tit 2:11. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? 1 Cor 3:16. George Fox wrote, "The kingdom of heaven is in you, the Father is in you all, and Christ is in you all. There, in your hearts, is where you will find them all. Know him there searching your hearts, and find him there trying your minds and hearts. Incline your ears, and give ear to him there, who will render to every one of you according to your words and works, whether they are good or evil. He will teach you himself from the word of the Lord within. I have come to teach all things. I have come to lead into all truth. You must learn to save your soul. Learn from me. The Spirit teaches by grace. Jesus said, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Every man, therefore, who has heard and has learned from the Father comes to me." John 6:45. John tells us, "But the anointing that you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need not any man to teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him." 1 John 2:27. The disciple is not above his master. But everyone who is perfect, purified, restored to the spiritual image of God, specifically authorized and perfected, will be like his master. Luke 6:40. The promises from Jesus are, "The Holy Spirit or Comforter or Spirit of Truth will teach you about sin and righteousness, lead you into all truth, and teach you all things if you get quiet, listen, think on the name of Jesus, hear, and obey." You can memorize the entire Bible, and you will not know the truth because the Bible only testifies about the truth. The Bible is not the truth, Jesus is the truth, and the Bible is not Jesus. If you don't hear his voice, you are still lost in your sins. "For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong, reprove all men, concerning sin, and concerning righteousness, and concerning judgment." John 16:7-8. If a man will go to the Holy Spirit to listen in silence, he will eventually hear. Then he must obey to learn all things and all truth. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. John 16:9. As every man has his day of visitation from the Holy Spirit, they have heard the Lord's counsel and rejected it in disbelief. Therefore they have continued in sin. When man goes to listen, the Holy Spirit shows a man the secret sins of his heart. The Holy Spirit has to teach a man about sin. Until then, his heart is veiled, with no idea how deep he is enslaved to sin. The same grace that shows a man his sins cleanses and purges the sins away. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. John 16:10. Jesus' righteousness is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit so that we know that we must be changed, so that we practice righteousness, just as Jesus practices it. Let no man deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. 1 John 3:7. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world in every man has been condemned. John 16:11. The spirit of Satan is in every man's heart, making man is a slave to sin, until the Lord gradually purifies a man. And then upon his second appearance in your heart, when he brings salvation to those hoping and waiting for him, he bruises Satan under your feet and slays him with the brightness of his coming. 2 Cor 4:6, Heb 9:28, Rom 16:22. These 2:8. However, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, and he will show you things to come. John 16:13. If you listen and obey the voice of the truth, your soul is purified by obedience to the truth. 1 Peter 1:22. But the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit and whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. John 14, 26. Eventually you will know all things, as promised. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. 1 John 2, 20. It is a cross to a man's will to sit silently, struggling to keep his mind from wandering. It is a cross to a man's will to obey what he is commanded and taught by the Holy Spirit. This is the cross of which you must deny yourself and pick it up every day to then follow Jesus. To follow is to obey. You cannot be his disciple unless you pick up your cross daily and follow his orders. Salvation is only received by those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes, who obey completely the voice of the Lord in whatever he commands. Paul said, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling pangs of conscience, have given themselves over to fleshly indulgences to work all impurities with greediness. But you have learned differently from Christ, assuming you have actually heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Strip yourselves of your former nature that controlled your conduct, which corrupts itself through lusts and desires that spring from delusion, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the newly created nature of Christ, which is created in God's image of true righteousness and holiness." F4:17-24. Are you beginning to see that it is critical to hear and be taught the truth by Jesus himself? Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he will instruct sinners in the way. He will guide the meek in what is right and teach the humble his way. Psalm 25:8-9. I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you shall go. I will guide you with my eye. Psalm 32:8. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and how to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus 2:11-12. This is the basis of repentance and change, to be personally taught by grace what to deny and how to live. God will purify you and circumcise your heart as we receive the blessed fulfillment of our hope, even the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, lawless deeds, sin, and purify for himself a people who are his very own, zealous for good works. Tit 2:13-14. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi priests, and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Malachi 3:2-3. In whom you also will be circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision performed by Christ. Col 2:11. He who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God is revealed in us, that he might destroy in us the works sin of the devil. 1 John 3:8. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Deut 30:6. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and the circumcision is that of the heart by the Spirit. Rom 2:29. If through the Spirit you mortify put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Rom 8:13. And the God of peace shall crush Satan under your feet shortly. Romans 16:20. And then he protects you. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin. Instead, God protects the one he has fathered, and the wicked one does not touch him. 1 John 5:18. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should protect them from the evil. John 7:15. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. John 10:29. For by one offering he has forever totally cleansed and perfected those who are made holy. Hebrews 10:14. You must be quiet and listen. He is in you, but to hear him, you have to listen. How else could you listen unless you are quiet to hear? Pray, but do not babble repetitiously as the heathen do, thinking that by their many words they will be heard. Do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you need even before you ask him. Matt 6:7-8. Be still and know that I am God. PS 46:10. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord. Zech 2:13. Be silent in the presence of the Lord God. Zeph 1:7. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Hab 2:20. Truly my soul silently waits upon God, From him comes my salvation. PSA 62, 1. The thoughts of the unrighteous are detestable, foul, disgusting, to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Pro 15, 26. The sacrifice or prayer of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Pro 15, 8. How can prayers of words made up in your carnal mind be pleasing to God when the carnal mind is enmity against God? Do not be rash with your mouth, and do not let your heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth, therefore let your words be few. For a dream comes with much business and painful effort, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. Ek 5:2-3 From the word of the Lord within, you must go on waiting, watching, and listening, then our hearts will be quiet by grace. To sit in silence waiting on the Lord is to bear the cross, instead of thinking how you might please others. The Lord's words to you are kind, gentle, pure, immediately understood, easily accepted, peaceable, complete, always morally correct, encouraging, full of mercy, sincere, James 3:17, never with even a hint of sarcasm, bitterness, or threat, never incomplete, leaving you guessing what he wants. Instead, his words are full of love itself, his spirit of love, for he is love. There are many other voices to hear, but they are bitter, sarcastic, incomplete, confusing, condemning, taunting, questioning. The Lord's words are not so. Everything from him will also be moral as tested with scripture from the Bible. He said to me, to know what the Bible says is wrong is worthy. All my great men knew the scriptures. After a time of obedience to the spoken word, the light of God arises in your hearts from the word of the Lord within. Light comes from faith in the voice. Listen well to my words, attend to them. And to those who obey, he will appear like a magnificent star in your heart. Also, like we heard God's voice from heaven on the mount, we have the steady prophetic word, the word in your heart, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star Jesus rises in your hearts. 2 Peter 1:19, as the lightning comes out of the east and shines to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Matt 24:27, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. Rev 22:16, he who overcomes, I will give him the morning star. Rev 2:26-28, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Cor 4:6, Christ is revealed in your heart. You see the glory of God and have knowledge of the glory of God. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:5, I have come as a light into the world, every man, so that whoever believes, depends on, trusts, obeys in me should not abide in darkness. John 12:46, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12, while you have light, believe and depend on, trust and obey the light, that you may become the children of light. John 12:36, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7, then become a new creature, in the kingdom of heaven, paradise, while on earth and forever, to become an entirely new creature. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Cor 5:17, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision benefits anything, but only a new creature. Gal 6:15, and put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge after the image of him who created him. Col 3:10, and put on the newly created nature of Christ, which is created in God's image of true righteousness and holiness. F 4:23-24, so as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Rom 6:4, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. 1 Cor 15:53, translated into the kingdom of heaven, giving thanks to the Father, who will make you fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Col 1:12-13, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Father, I will that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. John 14:3-17-24, and has raised us up together with Christ, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. F 2:6, now when he was questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with outward signs to be observed, nor will they say, "Look here," or "Look over there." For behold, the kingdom of God is within you and around you. Luke 17:20-21 From the word of the Lord within, put on the new life. The new life is as radically different as a man who has lived underground his whole life, suddenly coming above ground to see the sun, the sky, the plants, the animals, the wind, the stars. The world ends as you step into another dimension. Put on the new creature. If anyone is standing with a new heart, he is a new creature. Get a new heart, mind, and spirit. The way is clear, listen and obey. You are raised to a new life, not just an imitation. He is one with us and ever-present. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and His kingdom.